So translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation first. Why did Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, leave the house of His father, Vasudev, and transfer Himself to the house of Nanda in Vrindavan? Where did the Lord, the master of the Yadu dynasty, live with His relatives in Vrindavan? Purport. These are the inquiries about the itinerary of Krishna. Just after His birth in the house of Vasudev in Mathura, Krishna transferred Himself to Gokul and on the other side of Yamuna. And after some days, He moved with His father, mother and other relatives to Nandagram, Vrindavan. Maharaj Parikshit was very much eager to hear about Krishna's activities in Vrindavan. The entire canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is full of activities performed in Vrindavan and Dwarka. The first 40 chapters describe Krishna's Vrindavan affairs, and the next 50 describe Krishna's activities in Dwarka. Maharaj Parikshit, to fulfill the desire to hear about Krishna, requested Sukadeva Goswami to describe these activities in full detail. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Siva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So the 10th canto is the biggest of the cantos in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Out of the 12th cantos, the 10th canto is the biggest. consisting almost to 25% of the 18,000 verses in 90 chapters. So in this particular canto, there are 3,936 verses, slokas. This canto, obviously Srila Prabhupada in the purport gives a brief breakdown of the canto. This canto can be broken up into five sections. Right? The 90 chapters can be broken up into five sections. The first section, the biggest section, is the pastimes of the Lord in Dwarka, right from chapter 52 to 90. Right? Then we have chapters 41 to 51. These are the pastimes of the Lord in Mathura. Right? And chapter 40 is Akrura's prayers. Right? Akrura's prayers. And then chapters 5 to 39 are the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan, descriptions of the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan. The first four cantos speak about the appearance of the Lord, the prayers of Lord Brahma and the demigods, right, requesting the Lord to appear, and inquiries and questions by Parikshit Maharaj onto Sukadev Goswami. The title of this canto is Samam Bonam. There are 10 subjects of Srimad Bhagavatam described in the second canto, chapter 10, text 1. Right? And Samam Bonam, right, Srila Prabhupada takes from the word Ashraya, right, which means shelter, the ultimate shelter. Samam Bonam is a Latin word, Samam meaning total, right, ultimate, right, or the most, and bonum meaning good, right, so the ultimate good, right, total good, absolute good, or absolute truth, right, or ultimate shelter, samam bonum. So these first four chapters of this canto, especially the last two chapters, specifically speak about the appearance of the Lord. And the second chapter, hear about the prayers, directly what Lord Brahma is praying and the demigods praying, their request for the Lord to appear. That's the second chapter. And this particular chapter that we're going through, which is entitled The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction. Right? So, specifically, introduction on appearance of the Lord. Right? And at the very beginning, these first few verses, at the beginning of the 10th canto, this first chapter, right, are the request and inquiry of Parikshit Maharaj, right, on to Sukadev Goswami, his spiritual master. Okay. Why is Parikshit Maharaj asking these questions? Why is he making this inquiry? Right? We hear very briefly about the Lord and his pastimes, brief pastimes with the Pandavas, just before Parikshit Maharaj is born, in the first canto. So Parikshit Maharaj doesn't hear these pastimes. The second time we hear about Lord Krishna is in the 9th canto, specifically about Lord Krishna, when the Surya Vamsa and the Chandra Vamsa are described. And Parikshit Maharaj is eager to hear more of Lord Krishna, specifically because this is the personality whom he saw in the womb of his mother. This is the personality whom gave him shelter, gave him protection from the nuclear weapon, the Brahmastra. Right? Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj wants to hear about this person, this great person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Right? He's been involved, Krishna's been involved with the Pandavas, his forefathers, right? He's protected the Pandavas, specifically his grandfathers, his grandfather Arjun on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, his grandfather Bhima, right? when he was poisoned by the cake, right? Various onslaughts and attacks onto the Pandavas. This Krishna, the Supreme Personality, always protected them, right? Even protected him personally, right, when he was being attacked by the Brahmastra weapon. So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj wants to hear about the Supreme Lord. There's also other reasons there why Parikshit Maharaj wants to hear, right? He wants to remember the Lord at the time of death. He only has 4 days left to live, 3-4 days left to live. So he wants to directly hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can remember. Why does he want to remember the Lord at the time of death? Right? So Lord himself directly says, Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram ya prayati ma sadbhavam yati nasti atra samshaya. Whoever at the time of his death leaves his body thinking of me alone, that person will attain my abode. Without doubt. So Parikshit Maharaj wants to attain the abode of the Lord. Right? He wants to remember the Lord. Right? What is the connection between the abode, attaining the abode of the Lord, and remembering and hearing about the Lord? The connection is attachment and love. So when one remembers, one develops attachment. When one hears, one develops attachment. Then there is love. One wants to be with that person. Right? So, Krishna therefore says, without doubt, if you remember me, if you hear from me, right, hear my pastimes, you will attain my abode. Right? There is another reason why Parikshit Maharaj also is inquiring about the pastimes of the Lord and wants to hear about the pastimes of the Lord for the benefit of us, for benefit of humanity. Right? Because then all of us can be delivered. We can remember the Lord at the time of death. Right? We can develop attachment for the Lord. Right? And then ultimately live with the Lord, right, in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. Right? So in this way, Parikshit Maharaj wants to hear of the pastimes of the Lord. And it's interesting that this is the highest reason, this is the biggest reason. For the humanity. Parikshit Maharaj already knows of the Lord. He's heard from his elders. Right? So therefore, he's asking Sukadeva Goswami specifically because he wants others to hear. He's an advanced personality. He's a pure devotee. Just like his mother. Right? Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho. Right? She's approaching Krishna. Please save me. Please save me. So then we may be wondering, are devotees, are pure devotees meant to approach the Lord for their own sake? Right? So as we read on, the very next verse, right, in the 8th chapter of the first canto, we read on, I think it's somewhere around text 10, 11 or something like that. Right? We hear that she's actually approaching the Lord not for her protection. She's saying, that there is a child in my womb. Please protect this child. I am not worried if the Brahmastra destroys me, she says. But protect this child. It's the duty of a mother to protect the child. Right? It's the duty of a mother to protect the child. It's the duty of a father to provide all facilities for the child. Right? And another reason why she approaches the Lord to protect the child in the womb is because that child was Parikshit Maharaj, pure devotee of the Lord. Right? I'm not concerned about myself. Right? Please protect this devotee. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj is not concerned in reality, he's not concerned about himself. Pure devotees don't pray for themselves. Right? He's so compassionate, he's so merciful. Right? He's concerned about us. He's requesting Sukadeva Goswami to speak about the details of the pastimes of the Lord so then others can benefit. Same thing, Prahlad Maharaj, right? Lord is saying, ask, right? Ask for a benediction. Prahlad Maharaj, what does he ask for? He doesn't ask anything for himself. He says, deliver my father. He says, you know, I'm happy to remain in hell. You know, I don't want to go back to Godhead. I don't want to be liberated. I'm happy to live in hell. I'm happy to continue in hell. Right? How can I go to the spiritual world? How can I go back to Godhead if these people are suffering here? Right? How can I go? It's described that Srila Prabhupada also, right? He came in a personal conversation, Brahmananda Maharaj was sharing, right? And Chandramuli Maharaj was relating to some of the devotees that Prabhupada didn't want to come to the material world. Right? Chandramuli Maharaj was describing to a group of devotees that Prabhupada didn't want to go. Prabhupada was sharing in confidence with Brahmananda Maharaj. Brahmananda Maharaj asked, what is your position in the spiritual world? Why did you come to the material world? So Srila Prabhupada was sharing in confidence that I didn't want to come to the material world. But Krishna requested, you go, these people of Kali Yuga, give them love of Godhead. Spread this message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in every town and village. You go. Prabhupada was very reluctant. And then Krishna said, I will arrange everything. Don't worry. When Krishna said that, Prabhupada said, okay. Right? And then Prabhupada smiled and said, then I came to the material world. Right? And then you hear, right? Then you hear Prabhupada saying that my spiritual master, Krishna, has sent all of you. Who am I? I'm just an old man. What can I do? What can old men do? Right? Right? What can I do? So Srila Prabhupada is confirming that later on. We hear that from his various pastimes. That he's always saying that actually Krishna is sending you. Right? My spiritual master has made these arrangements. So this is a pure devotee. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj is this pure devotee. Right? Who is concerned about us living entities. So we should take these instructions very seriously. We should take these pastimes very seriously. Remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Develop attachment to the Supreme Lord and ultimately perfect our life. Right? Take the ultimate shelter, Krishna, and go back to Godhead. These specific verses 8 to 11, Parikshit Maharaj is asking detailed questions about the appearance of Lord Krishna. Detailed and specific questions. So in this particular verse, text 9, two questions Parikshit Maharaj is asking. But before we go into the questions, we can look at two words. There's two important words. One is Rajam, right? Srila Prabhupada is translated as Vrindavan. Rajam, Vrindavan. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that Parikshit Maharaj, when he's asking about Vraja, right? He's referring to Mahavan. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points that as Mahavan. And then Srila Prabhupada also expands on this. The movements of Krishna in Vrindavan and in Mahavan specifically at the beginning of his life. And there is another word, right? Gnatibhi. Gnatibhi. Gnat. Caste or relatives. Right? We have Kutumba, the word Kutumba. Relatives. Gnatibhi. Right? So if we look at the translation, it's interesting how Prabhupada has translated this, right? And then we got another word, sattvatam pati. Srila Prabhupada has translated master of the all Vaishnava devotees. In the translation specifically, right, Srila Prabhupada says, where did the Lord, the master of the Yadu dynasty, live with his relatives in Vrindavan? So it's a question posed by Parikshit Maharaj. So what has Srila Prabhupada done? Sattvatam pati, right? The master of the Vaishnava devotees. So he's referring to the Yadus, right? Yadus. And generally, Yadus are, we hear from the Krishna book, and we'll hear later on, right, in this canto. Who are the Yadus? What did the Lord say to Brahma? Right, you take your birth in the Yadu and the Vrishni dynasties. Right, so the Lord is the master of the Vaishnava, specifically the demigods, the Yadus and the Vrishnis. Right, and who are the Lord's relatives? Gnatibhi, Kutumba. Who are the Lord's relatives? The Brajabhasis. These are the Lord's family. These are the Lord's dearmost friends. And in Dwarka, right, the Lord is the master. Right, the master of the demigods, master of the Yadus and Vrishnis. And therefore, in Dwarka, awe and reverence is there. And in Vrindavan, right, various rasas, right, above, over and above, awe and reverence. So the two questions that Parikshit Maharaj asks. First one, why did Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, leave the house of his father, Vasudev, and transfer himself to the house of Nanda in Vrindavan? So Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring about specifically the birth of the Lord. Was he born to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, or was he born to Vasudev and Devaki? If he was born to Vasudev and Devaki, why did he transfer himself, right, to Vrindavan? And it's interesting, transfer himself. Can a baby generally transfer themselves? They get transferred by others, right? So here we're not talking about an ordinary personality. We're talking about the Supreme. He made the arrangements. It's not that Vasudev made the arrangement, right, to go on that journey, to leave the prison house and so on. Right? It's not Vasudev. It's not by destiny, Krishna. And therefore, he says, Kashman Mukundo Bhagwan. This is not an ordinary baby. Mukundo Bhagwan. This personality is Bhagwan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This personality is the one who gives liberation, right? The giver of liberation, Mukundo Bhagwan. So Parikshit Maharaj is asking, what are the intricate details about Krishna's birth, right? And immediately after his birth. So he's trying to inspire Sukadeva Goswami, right, to speak about Lord Krishna. Right, he's trying to key Sukadeva Goswami. Right, maybe there's some controversies. So generally, when it's some subject matters which is confusing, which has some controversies, right? If the audience, if the inquirer asks these questions, the speaker feels inspired, he feels enthused, that the person knows the subject matter and person wants to hear about the subject matter more. It's not some just dumb guy, right, just asking some silly questions in front of me, right? What's the point me elaborating to this guy? So similarly, as devotees, right, we have to read, we have to study, we have to hear, we have to at least know the subject matter to some degree, and then we inquire, right? And we inquire something spiritual, right, not material. So here, Parikshit Maharaj, right, he has some background. He has some knowledge. He's asking question to inspire Sukadeva Goswami to speak on the subject matters. And this is really the role of guru, right? The term guru is split up into two words, right? Two root words, gu and ru. Right? Gu means ignorance, right? Also in some languages, the term gu is there. It means ignorance. And ru means one who frees one from ignorance, deliverance, guru. Right? So, the duty of the spiritual master is to deliver one from ignorance, deliver one from the material world, right? Direct one through the material nature, the various material obstacles in life, and take one ultimately back to Godhead. That is the role of the spiritual master. That's the definition of a guru. And here, Parikshit Maharaj, right, is taking full opportunity, right, to incite Sukadev Goswami, right? So he can, then Sukadev Goswami can speak to him about spiritual topics and help him in his progress back to Godhead. Second question. Where did Lord, the master of Yadu dynasty, live with his relatives in Vrindavan? Right? So, Parikshit Maharaj already knows the Lord lived in Vrindavan. So why is he asking this question? He wants to know the specific details. Where did he live? And if he moved around in Vrindavan, why did he move around? Right? So then we will hear about the various pastimes of Krishna killing demons, and because of the demons, him moving around in different parts of Vrindavan. Parikshit Maharaj wants to hear all these details. He knows he was in Vrindavan, but why in Vrindavan? Why in different parts of Vrindavan? Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami has to elaborate. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki. Right. So what are the specific details, right? The happenings of in Vrindavan. Right. Where did he move in Vrindavan? Where specifically in Vrindavan? Where did he start off? Right. After he was transported to Goloka Vrindavan, the home of Nanda Maharaj. Okay, so these are the two questions, and these are loaded questions, right? Loaded questions. Srila Prabhupada elaborates on these questions in the purport. So let us go through the purport again and pull out, you know, certain things which may be interesting to us and which we may want to discuss and elaborate upon. These are the inquiries about the itinerary of Krishna. Right, the term itinerary, right, means plan or journey. Right, so these are the inquiries about the plan of Lord Krishna, his journey, his movements in Vrindavan. Just after his birth in the house of Vasudev in Mathura, Krishna transferred himself to Gokula on the other side of Yamuna. And after some days, he moved with his father, mother and other relatives to Nandagram, Vrindavan. So it's interesting, Srila Prabhupada has used the term the house of Vasudev in Mathura. Actually, it wasn't a house. It was a prison house. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, right, explains this in his commentary, that he was in the restraints of Kamsa. Although Kamsa was, it wasn't like a prison. There was some freedom there. Right? Therefore, both of them could stay together, right? And were able to propagate children. Right? So, house, prison. But there were some restrictions there. And Kamsa gave them this freedom because this was his very sister. Devaki was his sister. Right? So, therefore, there was some freedom there. So, here, rightly, Srila Prabhupada says, house of Vasudev in Mathura. But technically, because there were some restrictions there, right? Then prison house. Vasudev had to hand all the children to Kamsa. Right? And there were some restrictions about their movements. Maharaj Parikshit was very eager to hear about Krishna's activities in Vrindavan. This entire canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, is full of activities performed in Vrindavan and Dwarka. The first 40 chapters describe Krishna's Vrindavan affairs and the next 50 describe Krishna's activities in Dwarka. So it's said that the first 25 years Krishna spent of his life, of his pastimes on this world, of the 125 years, first 25 years he spent in Vrindavan and Mathura combined, and the next 100 years in Dwarka, which is in the region of Gujarat, right? So most of the pastimes, especially the Dwarka pastimes, they're elaborate, right? The dealings with the queen and so on, and the various killings, even of the demons, right? Even in that time. Okay. Maharaj Parikshit, to fulfill the desire to hear about Krishna, requested Sukhdev Goswami to describe these activities in full detail. So Srila Prabhupada is confirming that the way Maharaj Parikshit is asking those questions, right? Sukhdev Goswami is requesting Sukhdev Goswami, right? Describe these pastimes in details. Don't just touch up on them like you've done in the ninth canto, right? In the ninth canto, just a few verses, not even a few verses, couple of verses, describing appearance of Lord Balaram and Krishna. No, I just don't want to hear just a glimpse. I want details. Because then I can remember, I can develop attachment, right? I can love, I can develop my love for God, right? And perfect my life and go back to Godhead, right? So in this way, we can learn, right? How we can go back to Godhead. We can learn how to inquire about spiritual life, right? And how deeply we should go into spiritual life, right? We have to read, and not just reading, right? We have to read and study in such a way, we have to hear in such a way that we develop attachment for the Lord. If we don't develop attachment, right, then how can we go back to Godhead? Right? If there's no love, right, how can we go back to Godhead? Right? How can we be with Krishna if there's no love for Krishna? Right? So there has to be love. And that comes from attachment. And attachment comes from remembrance. And remembrance is cultivated by hearing, by reading, by studying, by inquiry. Right? Now, question may be raised. It's quite challenging, right? To read. Taking prasadam is not a problem. Right? Maybe singing and dancing is not so much of a problem. But to read is a challenge. Right? To hear is sometimes a challenge, right? Nowadays is very popular. Sometimes I myself is also involved in doing that. Is let's have interactive classes, right? Because people don't have the concentration to hear. So we've got to have interactive classes, group activities, right? So it's quite a challenge. It's difficult, right? So then, therefore, we pray to their lordships, please, right, give me some strength, give me some intelligence, ability, so I can hear about you, I can read about you, I can study about you. And also, in the sixth canto, right, I can remember two prayers. One is really an instruction onto Rahugan by Jadabharat, right? And another one is the prayers of the residents of Jambudweep, right, onto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Jadabharat is instructing Rahugan, King Rahugan. Rahuganetat tapasana yati na chejaya nirvapanad grihadva na chandasa neva jalagna suryer man vina mahatpad rajobhishekam. O King Rahugan, right? Austerities, they won't help, right? O King Rahugan, the chanting of various Vedic prayers, the Vedas, right? Singing in various rhythms and tunes, learning all these verses, they won't help, right? Your worship won't help. Right? He's saying your perfection in your varna and your ashram, you as a kshatriya, you perfecting your life as a kshatriya, that won't help. Right? Even if one perfects himself as a sannyasi, that won't help. Even if one performs such austerities as surrounding himself in fire, right, and still continuing with one's meditation, right, meditating under the sun, in the blazing sun, putting oneself under the water, in the water, all these things won't help. Vina mahatpada rajo bishekam. Only by taking the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord, lotus feet of the devotees, right? Right. By this one will attract the mercy of the Lord. Right? By this one will attract the mercy of the devotees, and in this way develop, right, taste for various processes in devotional service, hearing, chanting, remembering, and so on. The residents of Jambudweep, right, they're praying unto their lordships. They're describing the glories of their lordships, right, especially in connection with the devotees. Yat sangalabdham nijavirya vaibhavam tirtham muhu samsprishitam himanasam haratyo janto shuti birgatongaja ko vai na seveta mukunda vikramam. Yes? So here, the residents of Jambudweep, they're praying to their lordships, right? They're praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they're saying, hearing from the devotees, hearing of your pastimes, right, are so powerful that they destroy all ill effects of material existence. Whereas bathing and going to the holy places, after repeated bathing and after repeatedly visiting the holy places, this may be possible. And even then, only gross things are destroyed, gross sins are destroyed. But by hearing your pastimes, right, from the devotees, then from the heart, all ill effects are destroyed. Not just externally, the sins are destroyed, but from the heart. And then myself and Saurabh Prabhu are discussing, how is this? That by bathing in the Ganges, and Ganges is coming from the lotus feet of the Lord, right, and going to these holy places, only the external sins are destroyed, or by repeated, right, by bathing and visiting these places, right, the gross sins are destroyed. And by hearing, right, from within the heart, right, everything from the root is destroyed. So then Saurabh Prabhu was saying that hearing means, why are we here in the material world? Because of ignorance. Why are we involved in all the sinful activities, all the bad things? Because of ignorance. So when we hear of the absolute truth, right, when we hear about Krishna, when we hear about what is reality, right, then from the heart, our ignorance is destroyed. Right, the covering of ignorance, right, is destroyed from within the heart, from the root. Right. Knowledge, we get knowledge, right, and by knowledge, the ignorance is destroyed. And in this way, various desires for material pursuits are destroyed. So in this way, Jada Bharat, right, is instructing King Rahugan, and also in this way, the residents of Jambudweep are making prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they're saying that ultimately the shelter of the devotees, the dust of the feet of the devotees, right, can help us to develop and can destroy, right, the darkness within our heart. And in this way, develop taste for hearing, for chanting, for remembering, worshipping, and so on, right? And then come to the point of attachment to the Lord, right? Developing love, and then go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So we're just approaching 8:30. Are there any questions, comments, corrections?